Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Bechayros, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos HaSabas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Efrayim, Rezivu Kagon, Bikar of Mamesh. Now in this Perek, we discuss something completely different than the rest of the Masechta. We're not going to be talking about Bechar at all. This is going to be about Meiser Behema. The Torah tells us that every single year, a person has to separate all their brand new animals that were born to them. This is specifically the kosher four-legged animals. That would be cows, sheep, and goats. And he counts them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the 10th one is declared as Meiser Behema. We know that Meister is always a tenth. So the tenth animal is Meister Behema, and that's brought to the base of Mikdash as a carbon. It's kind of like a regular shlamim. The owner gets to eat all that meat, and obviously he would invite a lot of other people to eat it with him. So says the Mishnah, Meister Behema noig ba'artu v'chutz la'aretz. Meister Behema is an Eretz Yisrael in the chutz la'aretz, which means even when a person takes Meister Behema in chutz la'aretz, he would bring those to the base of Mikdash and use them as carbonos. And this is also b'fnei habayis or shaloi b'fnei habayis, whether we have a base of Mikdash and even when we don't have a base of Mikdash. However, the Chachamim decreed not to do Meister Behema nowadays, and that's because the issue is, obviously, if the animal is perfectly fine, it has to be brought as a carbon, but wouldn't have a base of Mikdash, so it can't be. That means that we'd have to wait until it develops a mum. Only once it gets a mum, once it gets a blemish, then we could shecht it and eat it. But until then, it's aser begiz v'avayda, as we've had earlier in the Masechta. It's aser to shear it or to work with it, and we're also afraid that he might end up shechting it without a mum. So therefore, it's best not to separate Meiser Behema for all you out there that have farms. Continues the Mishnah, b'chulin, this applies by chulin with regular plain old animals, avoloy b'mukdashin, not with animals that have kedusha. Now, v'noig v'bakar b'tsoin applies with cattle and soin. V'ein ma'asur mizal zeh, no taking meiser off from one for the other, meaning no putting all of his cattle and sheep together and counting one cow, two sheep, three cow, four sheep, and then the tenth one is whatever it is. The cows are separate and the tzayin is separate. Now, Meiser Behema doesn't just apply by bakar and tzayin, it also applies by kvasim and izim, which means sheep and goats, and really, sheep and goats are called tzayin. So over here, the Mishnah is just clarifying what the tzayin means, sheep and goats, but over here, u'ma'asr mizal zeh, one could take off Meiser from one for the other, because sheep and goats are considered the same min. Now, another din is b'chadash u'b'yashan. Meiser Behema applies to new animals that were born this year, and old ones, meaning ones that were born last year that just didn't have Meiser Behema taken off of them yet, they're still Zechiyuv. However, Ve'enu Misasrim Zelazet, one is not allowed to take Meiser off from one for the other, he can't mix the old and new. Now, the Chesh of this is as follows, Shahayu Badin. This means there would be a logical way, there would be Kavul Chaymer to say the other way around, Maima Chadash Ve'ayashan, just like when we're dealing with old and new animals, She'en and Kalayim Sebezet, they're not Kalayim, and there's no issue of mating them together. You can mate a sheep from last year with a sheep from this year, but Ein Misasrim Zelazet, one can't take Meiser from one for the other. Well, hakvasim v'yizim, when we're talking about sheep and goats, shehin kelaim zebazet, they are considered kelaim with each other. You can't mate a sheep with a goat. Ein adin shalei sasrim yizalazet. Shouldn't we say for sure that you can't take meiser from sheep for goats? Tamlaim, so the pasuk tells us, vatsoin, mashma kol tsoin echa, that's mashma, that all tsoin, all of the flock, meaning all sheep and goats, is considered like one when we're talking about Meiser Behema. And moving on, Mishnah base tells us, Meiser Behema starf kimlei regal behema raya. In regards to Meiser Behema, we can combine them, the amount that it grows. Raises. This is regarding combining different flocks for Meiser Behema. Each flock is technically looked at as a separate chiyuv, and so let's say he only has 9 in one flock and 1 in the other. If we can combine them, so then he would take off Meiser Behema. If not, then we won't. So what's a shear of tziruf? When do we say that we combine them and when not? So that's what the Mishnah just told us. Kemaloi regal behema raya, the mount of the foot, meaning the mount that the shepherd is going to be watching it, as long as they can be considered to be watched together, so then they're considered together. And vakami regal behema raya, how much is this watching done by shepherd, they could all be considered that they're connected. Shisha asar mil, that's 16 mil. If they're 16 mil away from each other, that's fine. More than that, no. Now, hayu bein elu le'elu shloshim u'shtayim mil, let's say in between them, there's 32 mil, ain't a mitstarfin, they're not mitstarif. However, hayu loy ba'emtza, if there's one in the middle, maybe ma'asar ba'emtza. So they're going to bring them and be ma'asar them in the middle because that middle one combines the one that's 16 amas towards the left and 16 amas towards the right. Now, Rav Meir says, hayar dein mafsik le'maisar behema, the Jordan River, that's a mafsik for Meiser Behema. So if we have two flocks, even if they're right near each other, but they're on the opposite sides of the Jordan River, then we're not able to mitstarif them for Meiser Behema. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah, Gimel, and Dalet, continue to discuss. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.